We have a remarkable story now from Nigeria. For the first time in that country, the first time, an opposition presidential challenger has defeated a sitting president at the ballot box. And the president has conceded. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in Nigeria's capital, Abuja.
Celebrations in Abuja as supporters of Muhammadu Buhari took to the streets. In the middle of the night, after a long day waiting for election results, it was with these words that Nigeria's Election Commission chairman, Atahiru Jega, declared the former military leader president-elect of Nigeria.
Muhammadu Buhari, having scored the highest number of votes, is hereby declared the winner.
At the crack of dawn, Muhammadu Buhari addressed the giant nation he is poised to lead for the next 4 years as president.
Your vote affirms that you believe Nigeria's future can be better than what it is today. It is you, Nigerians, that have won. The people have shown their love for our nation and their belief in democracy.
It is the fourth time the 72-year-old Muslim northerner has run for president since the end of military rule in Nigeria in 1999. Buhari is a slim, bespectacled, serious-looking, no-nonsense man who always wears an upright traditional cap. He calls himself a converted newborn Democrat. The man he defeated, President Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian from the south, took the unprecedented step here in Nigeria of calling Buhari before the final results were announced to concede defeat. Shehu Sani, senator-elect, writer and civil society activist, is from Buhari's opposition APC party.
What Jonathan did is commendable. His acceptance has seriously helped in preventing the outbreak of violence and also giving a new sense of maturity to the whole transition process.
Sani says General Buhari, as he's known, must be a president for all Nigerians and will have only a short grace period to start delivering on his promises to sweep away corruption and defeat the extremist insurgency Boko Haram.
These are basic fundamental issues to which Buhari need to tackle immediately for people to believe that his government is different from the one which we had in the past.
Not everyone remembers Buhari fondly as a military leader back in the 1980s. He had the reputation of being tough on indiscipline, jailing those accused of corruption, muzzling the media, and punishing people who threw litter on the streets. But his supporters and some of his critics tend to agree that Buhari remained incorruptible. Aisha Birma was among hundreds of Buhari supporters who gathered to celebrate last evening. She comes from Borno, the state in the northeast hardest hit by Boko Haram. Birma says she's prepared to give Nigeria's president-elect the benefit of the doubt regarding Buhari's pledges to tackle insecurity, which she says President Goodluck Jonathan failed to do.
We have had Boko Haram insurgency for the past 6 years in Borno, and he was not able to handle it well. Security is paramount.
A warning for Muhammadu Buhari and his vice president, who are scheduled to be sworn in on May 29th. Nigerians are hoping for a smooth and peaceful transition. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.